coming up on 844. You heard the big news over the weekend about health care. And the House approved the legislation Saturday. It was a narrow victory, 220 to 215. Voting nay from Rockford, Republican Congressman, Representative Don Marzullo. And Congressman Manzullo is with us at the moment. And good to have you with us, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Why did you vote no?
Well, for several reasons. There were two health bills that were voted on on Saturday. The Democratic health bill cost $1.5 trillion, increased taxes by over $760 billion, including taxes, get this, on medical equipment, including wheelchairs, x-ray equipment, etc. Now, why you'd want to tax that doesn't make sense, because that's passed on directly to the consumer. It cut $500 billion from Medicare as 111 new bureaucracies, commissions, agencies, and office, which could mean, you know, upwards of, you know, tens of thousands of new federal employees. It overloads Medicaid expenses on the states, which are already in trouble. And it hurts Americans because eventually the way the public option is set up is so that all private insurances will fail and blend into the government-run system. But most ironically, this bill authorizes generous amounts of money for states to repeal their medical liability laws.
Congressman, I know what you would like to have happen, but give us your honest read on this. Do you agree with Senator Graham, who says this bill is basically dead on arrival in the Senate?
Well, I don't know what goes on in the Senate. Those guys think differently. But you know what's unfortunate is that there are bills out there that can bring America together. I mean, for example, something called the SHOP Act, S-H-O-P. Senator Durbin and I are co-sponsors on that, along with the biggest service union in the National Federation of Independent Businesses. It expands coverage for small business people to join together in something called association health plans. Bipartisan, costs very little money. We could have done that. But, you know, that was never brought up. The Republican alternative ended up saving Americans about about $68 billion a year, and has meaningful liability reform, allows association health plans, and allows money to go into the state high-risk pools so that the people who really can't get insurance, the ones that are having a very difficult time with pre-existing illnesses, it provides a remedy for folks in that situation.
I think we all agree that something has to be done. And the reason nothing's been done for all these years is because of the give and take, the back and forth. You can't get a perfect bill in. You've got to compromise somewhere along the line, and we haven't been able to do so yet. So I think people are a little confused by all this.
Well, in fact,
Congressman, if you can hold on just a minute here, maybe you can help clear up some of the things that people are confused about concerning health care. Back with Congressman John Manzullo from Rockford, the Republican. He voted against the health care bill. And what is it that most Americans really get wrong about this, Congressman? We're confused about a lot of this. I mean, it's like, what is it, 2,000 pages or 2,000 pounds? What's the one point you think we're all sort of missing the boat on here?
Well, first of all, the American people are getting it right. It's the Congress that's getting it wrong. What American people want is something simple. And instead of going in there and taking one bill that could dramatically alter one-sixth of the economy, what the Americans want is to selectively find the problems and then to go after them.
What's Congress not understanding? What are some of your fellow congressmen not getting?
The reason is that the Democratic leadership, Nancy Pelosi, wants to put us into a single-payer European type of health care system where Americans actually lose their choice of coverage, and because she believes that Medicare should be expanded for everybody. And Medicare is in dramatic problems right now, so that won't work. But what the American people want is the ability to have some way to buy insurance when people have a malady that precludes them now from either a group pool that's small or an individual plan that does not allow pre-existing illnesses.
And why isn't what the House passed Saturday night a step in the right direction, a compromise?
Because it's not really a compromise, because what it does, it makes it impossible for first of all, it wipes out individual insurance plans. You can't add to them. So anybody who wants to go out and buy an individual plan within a couple of years, those won't even be offered. The second thing it does is that it dramatically cuts $500 billion from Medicare while at the same time adding more stress on Medicare. And then what it does, the states are way behind in Medicaid payments now. It takes everybody who's below 150% of the poverty level, that's a family of four of about $33,000 a year, automatically adds them to Medicaid. Well, a lot of doctors aren't even taking Medicaid assignments now.
And then what's the simple, quick answer to the question, so what are you going to do about it? What can you do to offer a solution here?
All right, two things. First thing would be association health plans, which actually passed the House twice when the Republicans controlled it, and it failed in the Senate because there weren't enough Republican votes there, and meaningful liability reform to break the curve of the high cost of medical malpractice verdicts and premiums that are charged to physicians. That also passed the House twice when Republicans controlled it, but as you know, you need 60 votes in the Senate. Those two things alone would dramatically bring down the cost of medicine and open up health insurance options so a lot more people could become insured. That's what we have to do, is selectively go after where the problem is.
Well, and that's the point of view from someone who voted no in the House over the weekend, Representative Don Manzullo, the Republican from Rockford. Appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you.
Talk
to you later.
Yes, sir. 852 WGN.